Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook, and I am going to help you figure out what that healthy lifestyle is all about. And as we've been trucking along, getting healthy, the last 2 years have kind of put a little stress on that healthy lifestyle for a lot of us. Clearly, many people have been talking about the COVID-15, referring to gaining that 15 pounds during the quarantine. But did people really gain weight? This question intrigued researchers. And as somebody that has been in the industry, I can tell you that I hear this a lot. I hear that COVID was the cause of weight gain. I hear it with clients of mine that are in the program, but certainly as people come to me for help, I hear that COVID was a huge reason for their setbacks. So researchers have examined patients' data from many resources, and I took some time to examine those resources from many different sources. And I'm going to share this with you. And it's very interesting, very intriguing. But this data was collected from electronic health records. Specifically, they looked at 15 million patients' weight changes the year prior to the start of this pandemic. And then the weight change for 1 year over the course of the pandemic. And as it turns out, yep, there was quite a bit of weight gain. Sadly, it was not just 15 pounds. And if you're sitting there listening going, well, I gained more than 15, well, then you fall into that category, because the average weight gain amongst these 15 million patients was 27.5 pounds. And I know that sounds like a quite a large number, but as I continued to study this, as I continued to read this, it did make more sense. Researchers found that people were more likely to have gained weight if they were already overweight. And interestingly, their chances of gaining weight doubled if they were already overweight. And so what this tells me is the poor eating habits that people had ingrained in them basically were amplified. And so this created a larger problem. This next statistic runs very, very parallel to one of my biggest rules. And one of my biggest rules in avoiding weight gain is that you must check your body weight. This next statistic showed that people that did not check their body weight over that year of lockdown had gained weight six times higher, more likely than had they weighed themselves. So that whole not looking at your weight, that whole avoidance created a higher instance of weight gain. So soon after the pandemic started, over 2 years ago now, Americans started joking about the dreaded quarantine 15, worried about them gaining this weight. We were shut down. We were shut down in our houses with stockpiles of food, no less, glued to computer screens, and basically sitting on couches watching Netflix. Another contribution to this weight gain was the daily apparel that many of us wore. We went from wearing normal work attire, dress pants, trousers, regular everyday wear, to what I call COVID cozies. To take it a step further, the fashion trends since then have changed drastically since the pandemic. And now that we are back to work and we are back to our normal lives, regular professional attire has changed to breathable, stretchy fabrics, and this is what is appealing to the consumer. And so we have adapted to cozier lifestyle type clothes. And we all know what happens when we don't feel how tight our clothes actually are. And again, now this points more towards that weight gain. This concern is real. But ascending the problem scope has been a challenge. Surveys that simply ask people about their weight are notoriously unreliable, and many medical visits have been very virtual. Now, a small study using objective measures, weight measurements from Bluetooth-connected smart scales, suggests that adults under shelter-in-place orders gained more than a half a pound every 10 days. And that sounds incredible, but looking back at this 2 years ago, I vividly remember, we went to the store and we stockpiled our pantries. We had an amazing amount of food in our houses, and we could not leave our homes. So another report, 3,400 adults found that, they reported that 48% of them said that they gained over 30 pounds during the first 12 months of that pandemic. And that is an insane amount of weight to gain over 1 year. So the role of stress in weight gain, obviously, this also contributes to this. People were losing their jobs, increased cortisol levels, which foods are higher in salt and fat. These are the foods that we are introducing into our lives, into our routines. And now we have developed all of these new patterns. So now we're faced with a whole nother problem. Regardless, whether you are someone who gained weight during COVID, maybe you're not somebody that gained weight during COVID. I have had many people that were able to get through that year without gaining weight. But it may have affected you in a different way. Perhaps you were affected because of the fact that you got COVID. As we watched in complete horror, and we watched reports of the first case entering the United States back in early 2020, and I vividly remember that, sitting at home in lockdown, in complete fear that there was a case of COVID in the United States. And here we are, a blink of an eye later, and it's truly almost hard to find someone who hasn't had it, or certainly it's impossible to find someone who hasn't been exposed to it. Luckily, with the increased awareness and precaution, these cases have been definitely less severe. And many Americans were hit by terrible cases, but many were also hit by flu-like illnesses that lasted for days or even weeks. And over the course of the 2 years, I have had clients come down with COVID, and I'm here to tell you, as a wellness coach, it's been really hard to watch. Somebody who's been trucking along, really strong with their goals, working hard, changing their routines, finding balance with meals, and then, bam, man down. Example, I feel fine, but I'm in my room, and my kids are making my meals. That's one excuse that I got from somebody, and it's a very valid excuse. You know, it really dawned on me when I got that from a client of mine. I had somebody whose case was very, very mild. She felt fine, but she was in her room for 2 straight weeks, isolating herself from her family, depending on her family to bring her food that was not on the plan. Derailed her completely. Another person, sick, couldn't get out of bed, coughing, wheezing, and the residuals lasted for weeks and weeks on end. So we have all these different levels. Now you feel better, you've gotten yourself back on track, and bam, your kid's sick. You're having to do double duty. Now you have kids isolated in bedrooms, you have schools that you're running to, you have kids that don't feel like eating, you don't feel like eating, you have no taste buds, you're drinking only soda because it's the only thing that tastes good, you're exhausted. How do you come back from COVID? So that is what I want to share with you. Clearly, this is something that we have to talk about. As so many people got derailed, whether your derailment was because you gained weight over the pandemic, maybe you got derailed because your eating patterns were thrown off during the lockdown, or maybe you just got derailed because you got sick. So regardless, these are my tips of how you can come back from COVID. And whether it's COVID or the flu, you can tie this also into a surgical procedure. Before COVID, these rules would apply to somebody having knee surgery, having hip surgery, just having a regular old flu. It is really difficult to come back after being down. So my very first rule is, after you have had a setback, and it's a medical setback, it's always difficult because you're just not yourself. You're not feeling 100%. And typically what we do when we're trying to get strong is we spend all of our time and energy focusing on where we would have been if we wouldn't have gotten derailed. And I call this the woulda, coulda, shouldas. And I want you to picture this as one big word, woulda, coulda, shoulda. It just seems so much more fun that way. There is no point in spending all of your energy focusing on the woulda, coulda, shouldas. And I realize that this is a natural brain function, but we sit all day long and we spin our wheels, focusing on where we would have been if COVID wouldn't have happened, where we would have been if you wouldn't have gotten sick. And that is unnecessary negative energy. I realize that you're not there. I realize that you were derailed, but there is no sense in wasting your valuable energy fixating on this. Instead, you need to pull yourself out of that and look ahead. Looking ahead is going to give you that much more of a brighter outlook, and it's going to help you create those goals that are needed for you to move forward. The woulda, coulda, shouldas, you're dwelling on the past. You're dwelling on something that doesn't matter because you can't bring it back. So focus on where you want to be instead of where you think you would have been had you not gotten derailed. Spending this valuable time, it's wasted. So don't focus on what you can't change. And certainly don't compare your first day back to that place that you were when you got derailed. And this is infamously what happens. People remember that heyday. And when I say heyday, I mean they think of that day that they were just on fire, the day that they were hitting the gym, the day that they were feeling great in their clothes, the day that they were on fire, you know, heyday. And so they get back on track, and that first day back is not going to be heyday. You're having to reestablish your patterns. You have to reestablish your routines. It's going to be difficult, especially if you've been sick. You're going to be fatigued. You're going to be tired. Things are going to be out of sorts, and you're going to have to get back on track. So don't put yourself in that position of wanting to be at that prime spot that you were at. Give yourself time to build up to that. And start slow. Give yourself that day one and build yourself up to it. Treat this recovery like any other recovery from any other illness or any other procedure. And listen to your body. If you do too much, you will know. And oftentimes we push ourselves to that limit and we just regress back. So what you have to do is focus on that big picture. Where do you want to be? And slowly get there. And oftentimes what people do is they just throw in the towel. They feel like it's just unreachable and it's too far out and they don't aim for it. So those are the start-up sets of getting yourself on track. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about how to come back from COVID. Whether it's the COVID weight gain, or it's the COVID illness, or the COVID cleanup, meaning from your family, from a financial setback, from a work setback, you have to start with modest goals. It's important. Like I've always said, it's important to start with sustainable, realistic targets for change. If you have a habit of eating ice cream 3 days a week, let's just say, and this is something that you've developed over the last 2 years, cutting it out completely is difficult. And if you can do that, great. But instead, be realistic. Maybe give yourself that ice cream once a week. Maybe have that ice cream be within a limit, have boundaries to it. So instead of having a 3-scoop ice cream extravaganza, set yourself up with 1 scoop of ice cream and select a ice cream flavor that's appropriate with calories or go to a yogurt and give yourself that treat. If you're somebody that is drinking 3 cups of coffee every day with cream and sugar, instead of cutting it out completely, find coffee that's enjoyable for you and make that work within your day. Because oftentimes when we go cold turkey, we cut out everything we love, that only lasts a short time and we end up regressing back. So you want to establish these new routines, and disruptions to routines during the pandemic contributed to the weight gain. I vividly remember back in 2020, I had just started a new program, and anybody that knows how my programs work, I start them every 3 months. And so in March of 2020, I was launching the spring program, and I had many people had already enrolled and had paid, and we were ready to start. And most of them reached out to me and said, can I get my money back? I can't do this. This is COVID. We're on lockdown. And they were afraid of what was going to happen with the plan. And I urged all of them, this was the best time to start something, because we were forced to have to start new routines. Everybody had to start a new routine. So we all had to develop a new routine, whether it was a health routine, whether it was a new work routine, new school routines. So I explained to them, let's create healthy routines. You are all going to have to figure out new ways of eating breakfast at home, having lunches at home, watching television, everything changed. So let's create healthy routines. And I can tell you the set of people, there was about 150 of them, every single one of them, star success stories, because we were forced to start these routines with the same platform, and every single one of them created new routines during the pandemic that stuck with them. And it was truly amazing. And a year later, I clearly remember they had kept their weight off because they had embedded these routines and made them permanent. And these routines went from schedule making to health habits to sleep habits. And it was truly astonishing. And 2 years later, many of them are still in the program and will tell you that these routines are still with them. So you want to create this environment for success. So how can you do this now? In the reverse, if you are somebody that had the routines go the opposite way, you simply can just reverse them. Remove the junk food from your house. Take away the processed foods and the sweets from the kitchen and replace them with healthy snacks. I realize this is much, much easier said than done. But once you clear that out of your house and you make easy to go, easy to grab snacks when hunger strikes, you will find that they are just as delicious as the processed foods that you're used to grabbing. You can make healthy choices just as easy as you can make unhealthy choices. It's a matter of the decisions you make at that grocery store. And as I always say, track yourself. The more people self-monitor their behaviors, the more weight they will lose over time. I had a conversation with someone the other day, and it was really interesting because she's lost, I think, 55 pounds. And this was way before COVID. And luckily, she's kept it all off except for 10. And we had a conversation. She's wanting to get that 10 pounds off. And I asked her, what is the only thing that you have changed over the course of time? And she claimed that her eating was the same. She claimed that she's still eating the same foods. The exercise is all the same. The only thing that she has changed is that she has stopped logging. And that is what she claims. Now, I will take it a step further and we can find this out a little bit later once she starts logging. But with her not logging, I think that there's probably a little bit more that comes with that. When you stop logging, you become less aware of your intake. So there's probably a few more bites, a few more nibbles, a little bit more portion, and definitely less awareness of what your intake is. So self-monitor. If it's not in a log, it's a total fog. And that's my famous line, because if you don't see it, we tend to think it didn't happen. So remember, this is not going to be a smooth sailing process. It never is. But in order for it to be stress-free, and it does take the stress out a little bit when you have it on paper, when you have data, you can reflect back and see, this is why I'm not losing weight. Otherwise, it's a question. We question why we're not losing weight. We have no idea why we're not losing weight. If it's written down, you can go back and you can actually see it. So lastly, go easy on yourself. Everybody is always hard on themselves when it comes to their weight. And a lot of you know this. When you get down to a certain weight, we fixate on that and we always want to get back to that number. Just like that heyday that I talked about a minute ago, we reflect on that and we focus just on that. And this goes back to the woulda, coulda, shouldas. One day at a time, one step at a time, 1 pound at a time. Instead of getting on the scale and only seeing how much farther you have to go, you have to be thankful for every pound that you do lose. If you are within a normal weight range and your health is fine, then focus on all the other things that you are changing within you. There's so many positives in what you're doing. Positive impacts on your health, such as heart disease, fatty liver, joint pain, the list goes on. If your weight is out of that 5 to 10 pound range and you do have significant health issues, then that much more you want to dedicate all of this to reshape your priorities and decide that this is more than just weight. This is about your health. And every little change that you make is going to add up, and it's going to make a big difference, not only in you, but it's going to make a difference in your energy levels. It's going to make a difference in your anxiety levels. It's going to make a difference in how you feel about yourself and how your clothes feel and how you feel and your overall outlook about yourself. And certainly one thing that can be learned about this, and this is something that I tell people all the time, there's never going to be a time in life where there's not going to be some sort of hiccup. Someone is always going to have a tragedy of some sort, and hopefully not a terrible one, but there's always going to be some slip, some fall, somebody's in the hospital, some car accident, some fender bender that's going to derail you. And so part of this is learning how to get back on your feet and not let anything get in your way, especially when it comes to your health and your wellness. So come back strong and come back with a smile. So I hope this helps, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Time is running.